better health for everybody, every day. Transforming lives, 3 minutes at a time. Listen up. This is your daily health tip from The Good Company.
Hey there, welcome back to your daily health tip. It's Melissa from The Good Company talking this week again about functional foods. I hope you've tried some and are getting a little more nutrition in your diet this way. Today we're going to talk about kombucha, and I know I've touched on it before back when we talked about gut health, which was probably 12 weeks ago. But if you haven't heard of kombucha or kombucha tea, it's the beverage that ancient Chinese people have called the immortal health elixir. It's been around for more than 2,000 years, and it has a very rich anecdotal history of health benefits like preventing and fighting cancer, helping with arthritis and other degenerative diseases. It's made from a sweetened tea that's been fermented from what they call a SCOBY, which stands for a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. It's also known as the mother or the mushroom because it kind of looks like a mushroom as it's growing. Kombucha didn't gain prominence in the West until recently. In fact, back when I was in acupuncture school in the early 90s, co-students were making their own kombucha, often splitting and sharing their SCOBYs in order to let more people make this fermented beverage. And to be honest, it always turned me off. Homemade fermented beverage that had a floating colony in it was not for me. I never tried it. I was not interested. People were talking about how great they felt on it. However, now, 20-something, 30-something years later, I drink it regularly. While there are limited amounts of research done on the beverage itself, there has been lots of research done on many of the nutrients and acids it contains in large quantities, like your B vitamins, antioxidants, and something called a glucuronic acid. And that's really important because glucuronic acid, in recent studies, has shown to help prevent cancer, and it's one of the only agents that can detox petroleum-based products. And that's one of kombucha's greatest health benefits, is the ability to detox the body. It's got many enzymes and bacterial acids that are used to detox, reducing your pancreatic load and easing the burden on your liver. It also contains glucosamines, and those you might have heard of in the news, those are great for treating and preventing arthritis. Because kombucha is naturally fermented, with that living colony of bacteria and yeast, it's a probiotic beverage, and that's where we go back to the talk about gut health. Really vital, those probiotics for gut health. And there's lots of brands on the market making it really easy to not have to make your own or ferment it with a SCOBY in your kitchen. If you want to give them a try, the three that I really like, the first is called Kavita, the second is the GTS Enlightened Kombucha, and the third is Kombucha Wonder Drink. All can be found at Whole Foods, I know for sure. You might want to check them out. I will leave links to their website so you can read more about those brands in the show notes today. And hey, if you're willing, find a SCOBY and make it yourself. So with that, I leave you to your Sunday. I hope you've given some thought to adding functional foods to your diet this week. Next week, we're going to review some apps, some phone apps, that can help you with your wellness in aspects like sleep or movement, mindfulness, and green living. I'm super psyched to share with you guys what I know, what I've been studying and learning over the last 25 years. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in and being well, both for yourself and for those you love. Wellness is a journey, it's a process and a practice. Don't forget to share what you learn here. Remember, sharing is caring. Happy Sunday, friends.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.